Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Dacia. How may I help you?
Yes, I've received a notice of a subscription with y'all, and I did not make this purchase.
Okay, could I please have your zip code to better assist you?
36420.
36420. Thank you
Correct.
so much. And could I please have your first and last name?
Susan Underwood.
All right, thank you so much. I've located an account under that name, and just for security purposes, could you verify your shipping address?
411 Henderson Street, Andalusia, Alabama, 36420.
All right, thank you for that. So I do see here that you were charged $49.89 by entering a contest. Basically, you or someone else may have filled out a survey, and after completing that survey, you were offered a chance to win a prize. It could have been an iPhone, iPad, Dyson vacuum cleaner, or any other prize that was available. And in the terms and conditions, it did state that it was going to enroll you into a meal planning app, which is $49.89 a month. And the app focuses on how to use real food to boost your energy and cut sugar and carb cravings.
Okay.
Yes, so that's why you were charged the $49.89.
Well, what if I don't want that? I've reached, okay. I'd also, I got your number from a bill that I had received for January the 6th, charging $49.89, and now the thing on the phone that came up today was that I was charged on 2/5/22 at 12:14 a.m., charging me with $49.89.
Yes.
And I'm not interested in this, don't want it.
Okay.
Have not received anything about it. So how do I stop this?
Okay, well, it is a great app. Currently they are discounting all future months with $20 off.
I'm not interested.
All right, well, I can go ahead and cancel your account to stop all future payments. And I also have your cancellation number. Please let me know when you're ready for it.
Hold on a minute. Okay. Hello? Hello?
Yes, I'm still here.
Okay, what's the number?
It's C as in cat,
Okay.
920 424 234.
Okay.
All right, was there anything else that I can help you with?
Okay, so I'm going to have to pay these other two payments.
Yes, so those charges did go through. However, unfortunately, they aren't refundable. But because I canceled your account, you would not get charged the $49.89 in the future.
Okay, and just what I would I have received?
I'm sorry?
What did I receive in January? Or, I mean, I got, what is today, the 7th? No, what is today? Today is the 5th. So this morning I was charged for $49.89.
Yes, so the $49.89 was a charge for accessing the app. The app is called Bytes Hub, and
And I
if you
don't
were
have that app. I don't understand.
yes, so by paying or being charged the $49.89, it was giving you access to the app. You should have received an email to WDUNDERWOOD@centurytel.net, and it should have had that information. Maybe it could have went to your spam folder or your junk folder, but it would have had that information about the app and how to access the app, and that you were charged the $49.89.
In other words, it's a big scam.
No, ma'am.
Excuse me. On the survey, whatever it was a big scam to get into this.
No, so the survey was a promotional thing. Basically, whoever you usually shop with or whoever your carrier is, they'll do a promotional deal with our company. And basically, you just fill out their survey, and then it'll go over to our company where you can win this prize, and you can also do the meal planning app every month.
Without saying that this is going to happen and that you're going to
Yes,
be
it does
billed
state
for it.
that. Yes, it does state that you're going to be billed and you're going to be enrolled into the app.
Well, I had not received anything until today when it showed up that it was being billed this morning. So I don't think I can let January go, but I don't see that I should be charged today for something that I'm counseling today.
Okay, well, once you do cancel it, you still have access to the app for another 30 days, but after those 30 days, then it will automatically close. So basically, you would not have access to the app anymore next month.
Okay. Not happy with this, as you can tell. And
Well, I do
again,
apologize for the misunderstanding.
and I know that it's not your fault, but I just think that this is not a good way to promote your company in making people feel that they have gotten something that they have not received. But thank you for the cancellation. Goodbye.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling customer service. Have a wonderful day.